Today we're going to review Chapter 3 of the First Hebrew Primer, 3rd Edition, by EKS Publishing Company. If you'd like to follow along, please open your books to Chapter 3, which begins on page 16. It's titled The Sheva, the Odd Vowels, and the Dagesh. The first section is titled The Sheva, and it says, these are the vowels you've already learned. Starting from the right-hand side, they make these sounds. Echo me, please. Ah, ah, e, e, a, e, o, u, and finally, oo. Then the text says, the last vowel is called the sheva, and is written as two dots, one above the other, underneath a Hebrew consonant, represented in your textbook by an X, which just means any consonant. It says, each of these vowels that you have learned so far is always pronounced with a single sound. The sheva is sometimes silent and sometimes pronounced with a short, slurred sound, like the e in stupefy. Notice it's a short, slurred e sound when it's pronounced. In this chapter, we'll learn when to pronounce the sheva and when not to. The next section says the sheva at the beginning of a word. That is, if the sheva appears under the first letter of a Hebrew word. The text says a sheva at the beginning of a Hebrew word is always pronounced with a short, slurred sound. And they give us two examples. On the right-hand side, you would pronounce this word lagoon, like our English word lagoon. Now, lagoon in Hebrew does not mean lagoon in English. They're just giving you an example of an English word that would sound like this Hebrew word. Then on the left-hand side, they give the example of maroon. Maroon. And then it says, read the following line aloud. And I have some notes in my book that, depending upon which version of the book, some of your words may be different from mine. So if I come across a word that you say, that's not what I have in my text, you could be entirely right. But starting at the right-hand side, it says Kali, then Naum, third is Ketav, fourth is Shema. Yes, like Shema Israel in the Shema. Mm-hmm. The fifth word is machal. The next word is ma'od. And the last word is salach. Salach. Like in Hebrew, you would use salach to mean pardon, as in pardon me, please. So if the sheva is at the beginning of a word, it's always pronounced with a short slurred S sound. That is, when it's under the first letter of the word. Like our examples, Kali, Naum, Ketav, Shema, Machal, Ma'od, and Salach. The third section on page 16 is titled The Sheva at the End of a Word. And it says a sheva at the end of a word is always a silent vowel, and it is not pronounced at all. Not at all. Not a short, slurred eh, nothing. Says you've already seen this under the final form of the letter kaf, which makes it sound kh, okay? And they give you two examples. First, using that final kaf, we have bach. Again, pronounce it bach. And then to the left, we have the word shot. Shot. Notice being at the end of the word, it's not shateh, it's simply shot. And it says, read the following line aloud. The first word is lach, as in Loch Ness Monster. Doesn't mean that, but it sounds like that. Second is ot. Then you have charat. Then we have elech. Then we have mot. Then we have derech. And the last word is called ach. Ach. So on page 16, we learn two important principles about the sheva. If it's under the first letter of a word, it's always pronounced. If it's under the last letter of a word, it's never pronounced. Now on page 17 at the top, we come across this situation. Well, what if the Shiva is in the middle of a word? The text says when a Shiva appears alone in the middle of a word, alone meaning there's only one, it usually makes the end of that syllable and is not pronounced. So it's like a Shiva being at the end of a word. If it ends the syllable, then it doesn't have a pronunciation. But again, it's ending a syllable. So in my book, the first word on the right is conehead. But I think in your book, it probably has the word meatloaf. Meatloaf. The second word to the left is carpool. And the final on the left is concave. Concave. Again, that's not what those Hebrew words mean. It's just the way they're pronounced. Notice again from the right, conehead or meatloaf, that first Shiva, there's only one, it's not pronounced. It ends the syllable. And carpool and concave, each of those Shiva being in the middle of a word and there's only one, it's silent. Then the text says, read the following words aloud. Echo me, please, from the right-hand side. Yishteh, nafalnu, mincha, evneh, anshei, and samtim. Notice where the dot is, the dagesh, over the sheen. It's samtim, not shamtim. So in each of these cases, there was one Shiva in the middle of a word, and that Shiva had no pronunciation, but it ended a syllable. The next sentence says, whenever two Shivas appear side by side in the middle of a word, the first Shiva is silent, and the second is pronounced with a short, slurred sound. Or another way to say that, the first Shiva ends a syllable, the second Shiva is at the start of the next syllable. So they give us an example, consummate. Again, echo me please, consummate. That first Shiva, it's not mentioned in our book, but it has a special name. It's called a Shiva Nach, which means to rest. And the second one is called a Shiva Na, which means to move. So the first Shiva, as in con, ends a syllable. The next one, sa, is a syllable in itself. And then mate ends the word, so consummate. The text then says, read the following line aloud. Read the following line aloud. Yichtavu, kadshacha, yishmaru, tilbashu, and raglechem. Again, echo me please, that same line. Yichtavu, kadshacha, yishmaru, tilbashu, and raglechem. Notice how in each case, the first Shiva was silent but ended a syllable. The second one is a syllable in itself and is pronounced with a short slurred S sound. Now we have reading practice. It says, read the following lines aloud. Each Shiva is a silent vowel, meaning not pronounced at all. Now I have a note in my book that in some of your books we have different words. So again, if I read something that's totally different from what you have, don't panic. It's just one of those cases. So let's read that first line starting from the right. It's yishmor. Again, yishmor. Second one is yizkor. Again, yizkor. The third one is yifkod. Again, yifkod. The fourth one is malche, malche. The next word I have is shoftim, but I think perhaps you may have Yisrael, which means Israel. And the last word on the first line is anshe. Again, anshe. On the second line, it's minyan. Again, minyan. Second word, artsi. Again, artsi. The third word, yichtov. Again, yichtov. The fourth one is confei, again, confei. The fifth one is, in my book, holchim, again, holchim. But I think you may have yigdal, again, yigdal. Can't swear to it because I can't see your book. But the last one on the line is avdei, again, avdei. Then the text says, each Shavah in these lines, that is the next set of two lines, must be pronounced with a short slurred sound. So the first word is demay. Again, demay. Notice how the Shavah makes a short slurred S sound, but also shortens the syllable, demay. The second word is pari. You've probably heard this one a lot if you go to Erev Shabbat services, because one of the blessings is Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Pri Hagafen. Peri means fruit. Peri Hagafen, fruit of the vine. The third word is Malo. Again, Malo. The fourth word is Vador. Again, Vador. The fifth one is Lashem. Again, Lashem. The next one is Shemi. Again, Shemi. The last one on the first line is Kadosh. Again, Kadosh. Second line, Yesod. Again, Yesod. Second word, Benay. Again, Benay. Third word, Shemor. Again, Shemor. Fourth word, Vagad. Again, Vagad. The next word, Ketubah. Again, Ketubah. That's a marriage document, a marriage contract drawn up between a man and a woman in the Jewish system. Again, that word is Ketubah. Next to last of that second line is Bali. Again, Bali. And finally, Yemei. Again, please, Yemei. The next line over the third set of reading practice says, in each of these words, the following Shavah is silent, and the second Shavah is pronounced with a short slurred sound. In other words, the first Shavah ends a syllable, and the second Shavah is pronounced because it starts its own syllable. So the first word from the right-hand side is Yishpatu. Again, Yishpatu. Second word, Timsa'u. Again, Timsa'u. The next word, Shivtacha. Again, Shivtacha. Next word, Tivtachu. Again, Tivtachu. And the last word on the first line is Nichratu. Again, Nichratu. Second line, Tishmaru. Again, Tishmaru. Second word, Mishpachot. Again, Mishpachot. Next one says, Lech Techa. Again, Lech Techa. The next word is Yismachu. Again, Yismachu. Notice the dagesh over the sheen is on the left-hand side, which makes it an S sound. Yismachu. The bottom line is Mizbachot. Again, Mizbachot. Next word is Nizkaru. Again, Nizkaru. The third one is Nimsa'u. Again, Nimsa'u. The last one is Mamlachot. Again, Mamlachot. Page 18, please. Combination vowels. First section says combinations that do not change pronunciation. Says the Shava or Sheva, depending on which way you pronounce it, is sometimes written under a letter along with another vowel. When the Shava appears next to the vowel A, which is a patak, or the vowel E, which is a segal, it is silent, and the pronunciation of the vowel does not change. For example, They have at the right-hand side, odd equals odd equals odd. And to the left, ed equals ed equals ed. So it didn't change the pronunciation of the vowel at all. The next section shows combinations that do change the pronunciation. So when the shava appears next to the vowel kamates, which also makes an aw sound, but looks like a little t, the pronunciation changes to o, as in low. At that point, it's called a chataf kamates. That's what they call the one that makes the O sound. And they give as the example, ode equals ode equals ode. So they want us to read the following line aloud. Ani. Again, ani. The A did not change pronunciation. It did shorten a little. Ani. Second word is ase. Again, ase. Again, the shava did not change the pronunciation. Then we have chazak. Again, chazak did not change the pronunciation. Then we have hadas. Again, hadas did not change the pronunciation. Then we have oniya, and it did change the a to an o in oniya. It's oniya. Because you have the shava. Without the shava, it would be aniya. With it, it's oniya. So it does change the pronunciation. Oniya. The last one, the first word, is a young lady you're probably very familiar with. Her name is Naomi. Again, Naomi. Or in English, we say Naomi. On the next line down, starting from the right, it's the word Adon. Adon. Second word is Amet. Again, Amet. Normally, when you have two segol in a row, you accent the first one. But when you put the shava by the first one, it says, nope, the accent shifts to the end. Amet, which means truth. And the last word is oni. Again, oni. So in the bottom three, the first one did not change. The second one did not change. The third one did. Again, the bottom line is adon, amet, and oni. The bottom of page 18, we discuss the topic of syllables. It says a Hebrew syllable always begin with a consonant, and in parenthesis it reminds us that an aleph and ayin are considered consonants. So a Hebrew syllable consists of either a consonant plus a vowel, the example they give is shah, or a consonant plus a vowel plus a consonant, the example they give is tish. It does not say in this textbook, but a consonant plus a vowel, if that's your whole syllable, that's called an open syllable. And if you have a consonant plus a vowel plus a consonant like tish, that's called a closed syllable. So an open syllable has one consonant, a closed syllable have two. That's the only kind of syllables we have in Hebrew, are open and closed. The last line of English on page 18 says, it is often easier to read Hebrew words that have many letters when they're broken down into syllables. Let me give you this hint. Every time there's a vowel, there is a syllable. So if a word has two vowels, it has two syllables. If it has three vowels, it has three syllables. Let's take the example. On the right-hand side of the first line of Hebrew, it says tamid. Again, tamid. A tamid has two syllables. The first one's open, ta. Second syllable is closed, it's mead. Now don't look at tamid and say there are three vowels. There are not. A hirik yod is a single vowel. It's called a combination vowel. But it's a single vowel. So tamid is ta and mead. To the left-hand side, we have three syllables because we have three vowels. Ha'aretz is ha, ah, Rets. Bottom line from the right, we have two vowels, therefore two syllables. We have a leem, and the two syllables are a and leem. A is an open syllable, leem is a closed syllable. On the last word on the bottom of page 18 in Hebrew, there are three vowels, therefore three syllables. Shomeret. Shomeret are the three syllables, sho, which is open, meh, which is open, and Ret, which is closed. Shomeret. Two seagull in a row, accent the first. Top of page 19, syllables and shava. It says, in most cases, a silent shava indicates the end of a syllable. They give us three examples. From the right, it's Yitzchak. Again, Yitzchak, which, as you might guess, is Isaac. The next one is Mishpat. Again, Mishpat. And the last one on the left is Yisrael, or Israel. Yisrael. Three syllables. Line 2. When the Shiva appears at the beginning of a word, it is a syllable by itself. It's an open syllable. They give us three examples. Ga, do, la. Or the word altogether is gadolah. Second one, we have la, had, leek. Again, la, had, leek. Or put it all together, la, had, leek. You've heard that in a lot of blessings. La, ner, shel, pesach, or yom tov. Means to kindle the lights of, and then whatever lights they are. On the left-hand side of number 2, we have three syllables, ba, ve, ti. Again, ba, ve, ti. Number 3, when two shiva appear in a row, the second is a syllable by itself and is not silent. They give us three examples. From the right, it's mishpachot. Again, mishpachot. Next one is yizkaru. Again, yizkaru. And the last one on the left is yichtavi, tichtavi. In case I pronounced it wrong the first time, it's tichtavi. Okay, accents. Hebrew words are normally pronounced with the accent on the last syllable. If the accent is not on the last syllable, we will show an accent mark, which looks like the little greater than sign, over the syllable, or less than sign. I guess it's a less than sign. Over the syllable that should be accented when we present the vocabulary. It's tough sitting here just talking to the wall. Sorry. So, accent on the last syllable. On the right-hand side, the first line is Avraham, which is Abraham, of course. Avraham. Yaakov is Jacob. Yaakov. And the last one is Va'anachnu. There the accent was not on the last syllable, it was on the nach. So they put the accent syllable over the nach. Again, va'anachnu, not va'anachnu, va'anachnu. Second line, accents on the last syllable, adaber, again, adaber. Second one from the right is mashlichim, again, mashlichim. And then the next one I have crossed out, which probably means it's different in your book. But what I have is Yerushalayim. Oh, I know why they marked it out. Because it looks like Yerushalami. But the word Jerusalem is pronounced Yerushalayim, even though it looks like Yerushalami. It's an old spelling. So, whatever word you have, I don't know, just ignore it. Number 19, page 19, odd vowels. And at the bottom it says, last letter is ch, or a chait. When the chait is the last letter of a word, sometimes you have an unusual situation. So, the text says, when the last letter of a word is chait, and the vowel underneath is the patak, ah, the combination is pronounced ach, not cha, like you would expect. So they give two examples. The first one we're pretty unfamiliar with, which is koach, koach. But the second one, most of us in the Messianic community know very well, and that's ruach. Ruach means breath, wind, or spirit. Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So it's not kocha and rucha, it's koach and ruach. Then it says in the text, read the following line aloud. Echo me, please, from the right. Noach. Again, Noach. Then we have Shabeach. Again, Shabeach. Third one, Sameach. You notice where the dagesh was over the sheen, right? It's on the left-hand side. Sameach. Next one is Mashiach. Again, Mashiach. Next, the last one says Shaliach. Again, Shaliach. And the last word is Soleach. Again, Soleach. Don't worry what these words mean, just how to pronounce them at the moment. Please turn to page 20. Up at the top, it says the vowel patach, which is an ah, and the yod. When the vowel ah, meaning the patach, is followed by the letter yod, the combination I is pronounced I as an aisle. And they give two examples, bow tie and my. It says, read the following line aloud. The first word on the right is alai, second, banai, third, avotai, then dai, then anai, and finally, chai. Let's do that line again, please. Alai, banai, avotai, dai, anai, and chai. Then we have the vowel cholam vav, which makes an O sound, and the yod. It says, when a vowel cholam vav, or O, is followed by the letter yod, the combination oi is pronounced oi as in boil. And then they give an example of boy and then soil. Again, it's not what those words mean, but those are how they would be pronounced, boy and soil. It says, read the following line aloud in the middle of page 20. Starting from the right, it's goy, goyim, hoy, oyvei, oyvei, and finally, avoy. Then it says the dagesh. A dagesh is a dot in the center of a letter. It may appear in most letters of the Hebrew alphabet and should be thought of as part of the spelling of a word. There are definite rules concerning the uses of every dagesh, but for the purpose of this text, we will discuss only the most important ones. At the bottom of page 20 in my book, it says the Beged Kefet letters. Yours may say the throaty letters. But it says in English, the words Beged Kefet are used as a memory device for the combined letters in the Beged Kefet group. Beit and Gimel and Dalet make Beged, and Kaf and Pei and Tav combine to make Kefet. It says at one time all six of these letters pronounced one way with a dagesh and another way without a dagesh. Today, only three of these letters, the Beit, the Kaf, and the Pei, change their pronunciation when a dagesh is added. However, all six of the Beged Kefet letters combine to act as a group. That is, a dagesh never changes the meaning of the word when it changes the pronunciation. Bet and vet, bet and vet, both with bait and then a tav at the end, both mean the same thing, they're trying to say. Top of page 21, the first spelling rule. For my class, I don't care whether you ever learn to spell the Hebrew words. What I want you to do is to be able to read and understand what's written in the Bible, not to write your own version of the Bible, so don't panic. Top page 21, the first spelling rule says, every time a Beged Kefet letter begins a word, it has a dagesh. So with a dagesh, we have these words. Echo me, please. Bayit, Gadol, David, Ketav, Pari, and Torah. Again, that same line, Bayit, Gadol, David, Ketav, Pari, and Torah. Without a dagesh, echo me please from the right. Oh, wait a minute. I have a big note that says most of you don't have any of these words. So let's ignore that line that says without a dagesh and go down to what's called the throaty five. The only letters in the Hebrew alphabet that cannot take a dagesh are Aleph, He, Chet, Ayin, and Rash. Resh. Why did I say Rash? Because it starts with a Resh. So again, they're Aleph, He, Chet, Ayin, and Resh. We refer to these letters as the throaty five. Yours may say something else. Because at one time they were all sounded in the throat. Because they cannot take a dog gash, these letters upset normal spelling rules and create exceptions in grammar. So as we'll discuss these exceptions as they come up, and it's important to memorize these five letters as a group. Not in my class. And then we have exercise number one. It says, below are some examples of words divided into syllables. Pronounce each syllable, then read the new word. Line one is she, non, tom, or altogether she, non, tom. Number two, we have ha, meet, na, say, or altogether ha, meet, na, say. Number three, we have la, had, leak, or altogether la, had, leak. Number four, mi, mish, pa, toe, altogether mi, mish, pach, toe. Again, mi, mish, pach, toe. Number five, we have heat, pa, law, tim. Accent's going to be on the last syllable. So altogether it's heat, pa, law, tim. Again, heat, pa, law, tim. Number six, we have syllables ah, na, shim. Altogether, on a sheem. Number seven, we have syllables ha, mish, pa, team. Altogether, ha, mish, pa, team. Number eight, ba, ri, sho, neem. Altogether, ba, ri, sho, neem. Next page, page 22. Exercise 2 says, write out each of the following words in syllables, then pronounce them. Number 1, the syllables are av, ra, ham. Number 2, which is going down, not left, because they're English letters, not Hebrew letters. They're numbers, English numbers. Number 2, the syllables are ya, hu, da. Again, ya, hu, da, which is Judah, of course. Number 3, the syllables are ho, ze, ti. Number 4, ha-de-va-rim. Ha-de-va-rim is the whole word. Number 5, we have yich-te-vu. Yich-te-vu. Number 6, the syllables are ha-lach-ti. Ha-lach-ti. Number 7, va-a-hav-ta. Altogether, va-ha-hav-ta. Again. The Ahavta. Number 8. Uts da ka. Again, Uts da ka. Number 9. The syllables are de ra chim. Again, de ra chim. Number 10. Oh, lots of syllables. We have uv lech te. Cha. Put them all together, it's uvlech techa. Number 11, the syllables are ma, a, se, chem. Again, ma, a, se, chem. Number 12, only two syllables, note, neem. Again, note, neem. Number 13, the syllables are mish, pa chot. Again, mish pa chot. Number 14, the syllables are mish ta cha vim. Altogether, it'd be mish ta cha vim. You hear that in a lot of songs. Number 15, the syllables are ha ba im. Again, ha ba im. Number 16, we have the syllables ha. Mo, zi. Again, ha, mo, zi. Or ha, mo, zi. Number 3. Read the following words with odd endings. If you have trouble pronouncing them, review the endings on pages 19 and 20. So starting on line 1 from right to left, we have koach, poteach, shibeach, shocheach, noach, Nich, nope, it's going to be ni-cho-ach. three syllables, ni-cho-ach. And the last one in line one is lo-ke-ach. Again, lo-ke-ach. Line number two says banai. Number two is banai. For that one, go to the top of page 20 and say when the vowel patak is followed by the letter yo, the combination is pronounced I as in aisle. So number two is pronounced, the first word is banai. Second word is dodai. Third word is yadai. Fourth word is chayim. Again, chayim. The next word is ulai. Again, ulai. The third from the end is na'alai. Again, na'alai. Next to last word of line two is ayil. Again, ayil. And the last word on line two is betai. Again, betai. Line three of exercise three, the first word from the right is bayit. Again, bayit. Number two of line three, the second word is mayim. Again, mayim. Third word is goy. Fourth word is goyim. Next word is chayai. The third from the end of number three is Lila. That one accents on the first syllable. Lila, it means night. Lila. Next to last is Ayin. Again, Ayin. And the last one, line three, is Chai. Again, Chai. Number four. The first word is Shanayim. Again, Shanayim. Second word is Alpayim. Third word is Yamai. Fourth word is Kapai. Fifth word is Avotai. And the last word is Einayim. Number four says, list the letters which always take a dagesh at the beginning of a word. And those are the Begad Kafet letters. It says, what two words do we use as a memory device remembering these letters? The answer is Begad Kafet. Number five, put the dagesh in the following words wherever necessary. I'm going to leave that one to you, but let's read them together. Echo me, please. On line one, from the right, is kol, avotai, ba, egel, gadol, davar, and kavod. So whenever they start with a Begad Kafet letter, put a dagesh. If it begins with a throaty five, do not put a dagesh. Number two, the words are pa'al, dodim, tamid, bayit. Again, that one accents on the first syllable, bayit. Then we have derachim, and finally, lifnei. Many of these words you'll learn as we go along. On the third line, echo me please, bana. And then the second word is uvana. Third one is ayil. That accents on the first syllable, ayil. Fourth word is cherev. That one also accents on the first syllable, cherev. It means sword. Next word is barit. Again, barit means covenant. And lastly, we have a bivrit. Number four, parot. Again, parot. Then line number four, the second entry is gavul, means border, gavul. Next one is uvigvul. Again, uvigvul. Next one is tzon, tzon. Next word is afar. Again, afar. And the last word is door. Again, door. Means generation, doesn't mean the thing you open to let people in your house. Line 5, first word on the right, damim. Again, damim. Second word, har. Again, har. Third one, kohain. Accents on the first syllable, kohain. How do you know? You'll learn it later. Next word, lichvod. Again, lichvod. Next one, yam. Next one, Torah, as in Yah Torah. And the last line of 5 is ko. Ko means thus or so. Number 6 says, list the 5 letters which do not take a dog gash. What do we call them as a group? That's the throaty 5 letters on page 21. So you can go review that if you need to. Top of page 23, exercise 7 says, find the silly English sentences hidden in the Hebrew. What they mean by that is, it sounds like English words, although they're Hebrew words, and the Hebrew words don't mean what they sound like in English. That's why it's silly. So number 1, echo me please. As it's written, it says, here, Ted, Pele, Bach. And then that thing that looks like a diamond is what they're using as a period. After the period, it says, or, are, you, tone deaf. So again, line 1 is, hear Ted Palais Bach, or are you tone deaf? Number 2, park my car not too near my boat. Again, number 2, park my car not too near my boat. Number 3, my boy eats red meat today. He ate tuna, too. Again, line 3 again. My boy eats red meat today. He ate tuna, too. Line 4. You do not take cool Coca-Cola to a carpool. Not great English sentences, not great literary masterpieces, but they're just trying to give us words to sound out. Again, number 4 is, you do not take cool Coca-Cola to a carpool. And yes, if you're wondering, that is how you spell Coca-Cola in Israel. That's what's written on the side of the soda cans, is Coca-Cola, just as you see it here. Number 8 says, write these silly sentences with Hebrew letters as many ways as you can. I'm going to leave that exercise to your discretion. So the last exercise on page 23 is number 9, which says, the following words are all real Hebrew words. Read them aloud until you can read them easily. Line 1 from the right, echo me please. Adama, Ahava, Amet. Anachnu, Ot, Baracha, and Baterim. Again, line 1. Adama, Ahava, Amet, Anachnu, Ot, Baracha, and Baterim. Line 2. Barchu, Bavayit, Ga'ula, God Lecha, Gavia, Ganov, and the last one of line 2 is Gamarti. Again, Gamarti. Line 2 again. Barchu, Bavayit, Ga'ula, God Lecha, Gavia, Ganov, and Gamarti. Line 3, Darki, Devora, Derasha, Himlichu, Halcha, and finally, Halichot. Again, number 3, Darki, Devora, Derasha, Himlichu, Halcha, and finally, Halichot. Line 4. v'davar, v'elech, v'zeh, v'echad, zacharti, zilpah, and finally, zaman. Again, line 4. V'davar, v'elech, v'zeh, v'echad, zacharti, zilpah, and finally, zaman. Line 5. Zakena, chadasha, chait, chasadim, chevli, chefso, and finally, ta'amo. Again, line 5. Zakena, chadasha, chait, chasadim, chevli, chefso, and ta'amo. Line 6. We have tapchem, tofle, tov, yadaber, Yaakov, Yisrael, and finally, Sede. Line 6 again, please. Tapchem, tofle, tofle, tov, yadaber, Yaakov, Yisrael, and Sade. Line 7. Ketavtem, Ka'asher, Katuba, Kohanim, Lifne, and Lahadlik. Again, line 7. Ketavtem, Ka'asher, Katuba, Kohanim, Lifne, and Lahadlik. Number 8. Ma'aseh, Mitzvah, Mishpacha, Ma'odecha, Ne'emar, and finally, Rachamim. Line 8 again, please. Ma'aseh, Mitzvah, Mishpacha, Ma'odecha, Ne'emar, and finally, Rachamim. Number 9, first word is Naomi. Then Salach, then Sepharim, then Sisra, then Songheriv, and finally Elyon. Number 9, again, please. Naomi, Salach, Sepharim, Sisra, Songheriv, and finally Elyon. Number 10, Ezra, Pari, Panay, Palishtim, Pe'amim, and lastly, Zedekah. Line 10 again, please. Ezra, Pari, Panay, Palishtim, Pe'amim, and Zedekah. Line 11. Zalmavet, Kidshanu, Kodesh, Kashto, and lastly, Ne'aman. Line 11, again, please. Zalmavet, Kidshonu, Kodesh, Kashto, and Ne'aman. Page 24, up at the top, line 12. We're almost done with this chapter. That can be from the beginning of line 12, right-hand side. Says Raglenu, Shomrei, Shavi'i, Shachina, Shelcha, Seraphim. Again, line 12. Raglenu, Shomrei, Shavi'i, Shachina, Shelcha, and Seraphim. Line 13, please. Sone, Tiferet, Tahola, Talmud, Tashuva, and lastly, Adir. Again, line 13. Sonnei, Tiferet, Tehila, Talmud, Teshuvah, and Adir. Line 14 says Hamvorach, Chelek, Totafot, Yatzir, Kichlot, and finally Nachdish. Again, line 14. Hamvorach, Chelek, Totafot, Yatzir, Kichlot, and finally Nachdish. Now, I realize you're going to hear in songs and other places some of these words pronounced slightly different, like a number 14, and there's a song where it's pronounced Hamavorach. So you're going to hear the first word of 14 pronounced as Hamavorach and Hamavorach. Just don't let it throw you. It's just some people pronounce it one way, some pronounce it another way. Line 15, Yitzchak, Levarech, Le'olam, Va'ed, Neshama, and lastly, Nevi'im. Line 15 again. Yitzchak, Levarech, Le'olam, Va'ed, Neshama, and Nevi'im. And to remind you once more, if I pronounce something that is just totally different from your book, it's because they've updated the book between my printing and yours. They're all still called the First Hebrew Primer Third Edition, but there's multiple printings. So line 16 begins with Bali, then Devarim, then Halom, then Valech, then Zedim, finally Tahorah and Yehuda. Again, line 16, Bali, Devarim, Halom, Valech, Zedim, Tahorah, and Yehuda. Line 17, the last one of this exercise. Aravim, Avadim, Zevaot, Yatzik, Bochem, and Gomel. One last time on line 17. Aravim, Avadim, Zevaot, Yatzik, Boachem, and Gomel. But let's not overlook the caution at the bottom of page 24. It says, do not be disturbed if you are still reading Hebrew words haltingly. That means if you're reading the words haltingly, you're doing like most everybody else. It goes on to say in chapters 1 through 3, it is our intention to simply acquaint you with the letters and pronunciation. Reading Hebrew will come more easily as you learn the language. However, if you want to improve your reading skills, we recommend Teach Yourself to Read Hebrew, available with or without audio tapes, from EKS Publishing. Ladies and gentlemen, that ends Chapter 3. Thank you for studying with me. Goodbye now.